This audiobook was generated using artificial intelligence, so errors may occur during narration. If you notice any, please contact us so we can make the necessary corrections. Thank you for your support, and may God bless you.
Words of encouragement to workers in the home missionary field. Importance of the canvassing work. I have been instructed that the canvassing work is to be revived, and that it is to be carried forward with increasing success. Let us be thankful to our Heavenly Father for the interest that our brethren and sisters have taken in the sale of Christ's object lessons. By the sale of this book, great good has been accomplished, and this work should be continued. The effort to circulate object lessons has demonstrated what can be done in the canvassing field. This effort is a never-to-be-forgotten lesson of how to canvass in the prayerful, trustful way that brings success. Our larger books could be sold if our canvassers would take up this work earnestly, filled with the realization that these books contain precious instruction that God has entrusted to us, that we may give it to the world. My brethren and sisters, will you not make an effort to circulate these books? And will you not bring into this effort the enthusiasm that you brought into the effort to sell object lessons? In selling object lessons, many have learned how to handle the larger books. They have gained an experience that has prepared them to enter the canvassing field. Sister White is not the originator of the thoughts expressed in the books bearing her name. These books contain the instruction that during her lifetime God has graciously given her to give to the world. From their pages, light is to shine into the hearts of men and women, leading them to the Savior. It is our work to scatter these books throughout the world. There is in them truth that to the receiver is a savor of life unto life. They are silent witnesses for God. In the past, they have been the means in His hands of convicting and converting many souls. Many have read them with eager expectation, and by reading, have been led to see the efficacy of Christ's atonement and to trust in its power. Many have been led to commit the keeping of their souls to their Creator, waiting and hoping for the coming of their Savior to take His loved ones to their eternal home. In the future, these books are to make the gospel plain to many others, revealing to them the way of salvation. The Lord has sent His people much instruction, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Little heed is given to the Bible, and the Lord has given a lesser light to lead men and women to the greater light. Oh, how much good might be accomplished if the books containing this light were read with a determination to carry out the principles they contain. There would be a thousandfold greater vigilance, a thousandfold more self-denial and resolute effort, and many more would now be rejoicing in the light of present truth. The end of all things is at hand. The men of the world are rushing on to their ruin. Their schemes, their confederacies are many. New devices will continually be brought in to make of no effect the counsel of God. Men are heaping up treasures of gold and silver to be consumed by the fires of the last day. The things of this world are soon to perish. This is not discerned by those who have not been divinely enlightened, who have not kept pace with the work of God. Consecrated men and women must go forth to sound the warning in the highways and the byways. Canvasser evangelists are needed to hunt and fish for souls. Canvassers can reach a class that can be reached in no other way. From family to family, they carry the message of truth. Thus they come into close touch with the people and find many opportunities to speak of the Savior. Let them sing and pray with those who become interested in the truths they present. Let them speak in families the word of life. They may expect success, for canvassers who go forth in the spirit of the Master have the companionship of heavenly angels. Let no one think that he is at liberty to fold his hands and do nothing. That anyone can be saved in indolence and inactivity is an utter impossibility. Think of what Christ accomplished during His earthly ministry. How earnest, how untiring were his efforts. He allowed nothing to turn him aside from the work given him. Are we following in his footsteps? He gave up all to carry out God's plan of mercy for the fallen race. In the fulfillment of the purpose of heaven, he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He who had had no communion with sin, who had known nothing of it, came to this world and took upon his sinless soul the guilt of sinful man, that sinners might stand justified before God. He grappled with temptation, overcoming in our behalf. The Son of God, pure and unsullied, bore the penalty of transgression and received the stroke of death that brought deliverance to the race.
It was Christ's joy to help those in need of help, to rescue the perishing, to seek the lost, to lift up the bowed down, to heal the sick, to speak words of sympathy and consolation to the sorrowing and the distressed. The more fully we are imbued with His Spirit, the more earnestly we shall work for those around us. And the more we do for others, the greater will be our love for the work, and the greater our delight in following the Master. Our hearts will be filled with the love of God, and with earnestness and convincing power we shall speak of the crucified Savior. As our people engage in earnest work for the Master, murmuring and complaints will cease. Many will be aroused from the despondency that is ruining them body and soul. As they work for others, they will have much that is helpful to speak of when they assemble to worship God. The testimonies that they bear will not be dark and gloomy, but full of joy and courage. Instead of thinking and talking about the faults of their brethren and sisters and about their own trials, they will think and talk of the love of Christ and will strive earnestly to become more efficient workers for Him. My brethren and sisters, remember that one day you will stand before the Lord of all the earth to answer for the deeds done in the body. Then your work will appear as it really is. The vineyard is large, and the Lord is calling for laborers. Do not allow anything to keep you from the work of soul saving. The canvassing work is a most successful way of saving souls. Will you not try it? Will you not do what you can to circulate the books that the Lord has said should be sown broadcast through the world? Will you not place them in the homes of as many as possible? Think of how great a work can be done if a large number of believers will unite in an effort to place before the people, by the circulation of these books, the light that the Lord has committed to us to be given them. Put your hearts into this work, and the blessing of God will be with you. Go forth in faith, as you go praying that God will prepare hearts to receive the truth. Be pleasant and courteous. Show by a consistent course that you are true Christians. Walk and work in the light of heaven, and your path will be as the path of the just, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Under the divine guidance, go forward in the work, and look to the Lord for aid. The Holy Spirit will attend you. Angels of heaven will be with you. In your work, you will meet with those who are fighting against appetite. Speak words that will strengthen and encourage them. Do not let Satan quench the last spark of hope in their hearts. Of the erring, trembling one, struggling against evil, Christ says, "Let him come unto me, and as he comes, he places his hands underneath him and lifts him up." The work that he did, you as his evangelists can do as you go from place to place. Labor on in faith, expecting that souls will be won to him who gave his life that men and women might stand on God's side. Draw with God to win the drunkard and the tobacco devotee from the habits that debase them till they are below the level of the beasts that perish. Oh, that thousands more of our people had a realization of the time in which we are living and of the work to be done in field service, in house-to-house labor. There are many, many who know not the truth. They need to hear the call to come to Jesus.
The sorrowing are to be cheered, the mourners comforted. The poor are to have the gospel preached to them. I urge my brethren and sisters not to engage in work that will hinder them from proclaiming the gospel of Christ. You are God's spokesman. You are to speak the truth in love to perishing souls. Christ says, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Luke 14, verse 23. Do not these words plainly outline the work of the canvasser? With Christ in his heart, he is to go forth into the highways and byways of life, giving the invitation to the marriage supper. Men of wealth and influence will come, if they are invited. Some will refuse, but, thank God, not all. The Lord calls for many more to engage in the canvassing work in the year opening before us. For Christ's sake, my brethren and sisters, make the most of the hours of this new year to place the light of present truth before those who are now in darkness. Jesus is calling for many missionaries, for men and women who will consecrate themselves to God, willing to spend and be spent in His service. Oh, can we not remember that there is a world to labor for? Shall we not move forward step by step, letting God use us as His helping hand? As we do this, the love of Christ will touch and transform us, making us willing for His sake to do and dare.
Those in the darkness of error are the purchase of the blood of Christ, and they are to be labored for. Let our canvassers know that it is for the advancement of Christ's kingdom that they are working. He will teach them as they go forth to their God-appointed work, to warn the world of a soon coming judgment. Accompanied by the power of persuasion, the power of prayer, the power of the love of God, the canvasser evangelist's work will not, cannot, be without fruit. Think of the interest that the Father and the Son have in this work. As the Father loves the Son, so the Son loves those that are His, those who work as He worked to save perishing souls. None need feel that they are powerless, for the power of Christ may be their power. He desires all to enjoy the wealth of His grace, which is beyond all computation. It is limitless, exhaustless. It is ours by eternal covenant if we will be workers together with God. Christ has a property in this world that He wishes secured, saved for His everlasting kingdom. It is for His Father's glory and His own glory that His messengers shall go forth in His name, for they and He are one. They are to reveal Him to the world. His interests are to be their interests. If you have neglected the sowing time, if you have allowed God-given opportunities to pass unimproved, if you have given yourselves to self-pleasing, will you not now repent, before it is forever too late, and strive to redeem the time? The obligation to use your talents in the Master's service rests heavily upon you. Come to the Lord and make an entire surrender of all to Him. You cannot afford to lose one day. Take up your neglected work. Put away your querulous unbelief, your envy and evil thinking, and go to work in humble faith and with earnest prayer to the Lord to pardon you for your years of unconsecration. Ask Him for help. If you seek Him earnestly with the whole heart, you will find Him, and He will strengthen and bless you. The evangelist who engages in canvassing work is performing a service fully as important as that of preaching before a congregation. God looks upon the faithful, evangelistic canvasser with as much approval as He looks upon the faithful minister. Christ calls for young men who will volunteer to carry the truth to the world. Men of spiritual stamina are wanted, men who are able to find work close at hand because they are looking for it. The church needs new men to give energy to the ranks, men for the times, able to cope with its errors, men who will inspire with fresh zeal the flagging efforts of the few laborers,
men whose hearts are warm with Christian love, and whose hands are eager to do the Master's work.